is beginning a visit with Jack Sanders this Tuesday, the 18th of March, 75, this afternoon. And we went to Bag Pasture and saw the little pears, and he thinks they're mostly armadillo pears, with Gretchen and Joyce and Barbara and Wade, all of us in the kitchen this Tuesday afternoon, the 18th of March, 75, Channel 1 over, the visit with Jack Sanders.
You all were getting ready to eat. Mm-hmm. You had the vegetables and everything laid out. Cooking, I think. Okay.
Just ready.
All together.
Is the
sugar there?
Yep.
Jack, put up a chair there. Come over here, buddy.
That's an old house, yeah.
Come over here by the jigger here where you get your
stuff. I don't want to pump away.
Well, have a seat. You want some water, Jack?
No, thank you. No, I'm giving nothing out right now. Soon be time for an alcohol or something. Don't want to mess it up with coffee.
Yeah. Ooh, it's nice to, you know, I don't get the start of that, and then it's surprising me what comes out. Where is that? Can I get over here where I won't walk on you?
Oh, shit, go ahead. That's all right.
J.B. Say, let me tell you, I've got one of these little, a couple of these little flatheads around here, Wade. Put it right down there. See this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get them in here. Wow. They are so ignorant. I'd love to hear them, let them listen a little bit. We might get talking about a little bit of this stuff.
I'm ready to go.
See if I walk.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Going in and head wide, maybe. We'll get some bait.
Think about putting out the line?
No, they come. We don't get too many. See, it's 3 o'clock now.
Yeah, it's winding up a little bit, too.
Yeah. It's supposed to be 70% of rain and 80% of night.
Damn, remember that time we got your long line out, and I think two of mine, they got all jostled up together?
Yeah, I worked on that thing a day, anyway.
We had some fish on that damn thing,
yeah.
Too.
Hey, some of me and Frank went and got it. We pulled them off, trying to get bullets through them lips.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That was a mess.
Let me tell you, these are right promising kids. But they don't know anything, Jack. We'll talk a little bit about that. Or just anything they know about. I didn't know, let me tell you. But Jack says it's not the dogs that sent out the rabbits, Wade.
No, we had these here a couple of years ago. It sent them out pretty well. Wolf kills rabbits, too.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Come in here, Gretchen. Sit down. Now, this is Mr. Jack Sanders.
How you
do? This is Gretchen.
Ready? Jack Sanders, my name.
Ready?
Now, she don't know the difference in that, Jack. Tell her about that.
About what?
Well, what we were saying was, I said to you over here one time, you got so many dogs around here, you don't have any rabbits.
Well, a dog don't kill out rabbits. It gets mail now and then, but owls get the little rabbits, and cats, and wolves kill them, and everything else. But in a lot of leave town, too. And like we over there, we get so sick, you know, and they just keep it going on out there in the woods.
Yeah.
You know, they get too many people around, they ain't got no place to hide. Now, I move that way, that's, you know, that old ditch bank, ditch down to there, just swamp like. Man, it just thick with that.
Yeah.
And we kill a few and add them, and then we clean it up, but they move on out. And down around Tuscarora, about 10 million, and then around that lake.
Yeah.
Swamp rabbits and cottontail.
Yeah. But then, that's been cleaned out too.
No, they still in there.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they still there. And you can go in on Orange Lake, get on one of them islands, and just run them down. Load your boat.
Yeah.
On swamp rabbits.
Yeah. Well, now that's new to me. I didn't realize that.
Gators eat rabbits?
Yeah.
They do?
Catch them swimming in the water.
Well, there's more rabbits left than I figured.
Well, there's plenty of rabbits left. Ain't no squirrel left.
They cause a hunting?
Well, hunting, and they just ain't no feed, and then it coming back to his own squirrel situation, like these hurricanes we have. You know, we have an early hurricane, but it blows a nest out of the tree and killed a little baby squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
Yes, sir.
Never thought of that.
And the Fresh and Game Warden Mission says the owl picks them out of the tree. And hawks, you know.
Says the owls picks the...
This in the nest, see? See, they in a nest, squirrels.
Yes, yes.
And when they're little, the owl gets in the nest and the hawks and gets the little baby squirrel and eat them.
Well,
I'll be
dying.
But there ain't just a few more squirrels left. I don't know, maybe y'all remember seeing this here thing, it was a couple of years ago. Wade, I was watching the news one day, and people, games, zeros, what you call them, was picking them up out of water. Hey, how you?
Hello.
Hello.
Picking up the
squirrels out of the water. Said they was moving on. They just going along with the boat, picking them out of the water.
What was causing them to move along?
I never did hear him say. Lack of food or something. I think what he said.
I didn't know squirrels swim.
Yes, sir.
I know that.
Yeah.
Yes, have a seat, Joy.
Another chair?
No. There's one over here, Joy.
I'll give you a chair and sit on that space hand if you want to.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Yes, it's better than right here.
No.
Thank you.
We got to soon go anyhow.
What do you want? Coffee?
I'm going to get fishing, I think, tonight.
Have that thing over there.
Well, Jack, you ain't been having a lot of luck with that catfishing.
No, Joy ain't. But I'm gonna still try.
Still keep it up.
What you been doing on it, Jack?
Nothing. We caught probably 25 last night.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. The shooter had out about close to 600-700 hooks. So that ain't much odds. Is it?
600-700 hooks?
Yeah. Ain't much odds, is it?
Others are against it.
And right low.
Yeah.
We had 1,100 in that little old pond up yonder Saturday night. I caught 7, the other fellow caught 17.
1,100 hooks.
Yeah.
Well, who puts out all them hooks?
I put out 290. He put out 800.
Oh my, that's day's work, isn't it?
Yep. Take about 15 minutes. After you get your line baited, take about 15 minutes to call.
Well, after you get it baited, yes. Yeah.
Take about an hour to bait it.
Yeah. Go in there and get your chair, Bob, if you want to stay. Well, God, I never knew. Whew.
You had to get a commercial license to do that, right?
You've gone over 25 hoops, you have to get a commercial license.
How many can you run with a license?
Didn't say, but I ain't allowed but 500 each line. I ain't allowed but 500 hoops each line.
Yeah.
Didn't say how many.
Nine.
Have to run. But I can't have 500. Like, you know, some of these boys used 2 years ago have like 1,500 on a line or 2,000.
Yeah.
I can't do that no more.
Yeah.
Old man Burgess said they'd set out 4,000 a night.
Yeah. But you see, he had like maybe two lines, see? 2,000 a line.
Must be a lot of water around here I've not seen.
There's plenty of lakes. You ain't seen all these big lakes around here?
No. Oh, yes. You got Walbury?
No, you can't even count that.
Can't get to that.
No, can't even count that. You got Noonan, Lockloose, Norton?
Yeah.
All bigger than Rocky.
All bigger.
Yeah.
And that one over across from Walbury, you can't count that.
Yeah, that's Georgia Farm. That's where we had to live on the hoop Saturday night.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Where'd you put in there?
Around there where that little old shack was, you know, up going
yeah.
up the highway, that little shack back in there. You pull it behind it and back up. I just run my line right through the middle, and then that other boy coming out at the dark, run his and around and cross mine.
Didn't get messed up, did you?
No. I was floating mine, he was sinking his, and so mine held his up, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he picked his up first.
Yeah. But you wasn't there.
Yeah, I was out getting mine. He just started on his end over here, and I started on my end, but he was holding the lower end of my line, and before I get to it, but he done crossed my line and got his up.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, you get them crossed up every now and then where you got a bunch of fishes.
Yeah.
You have to pick the line up and take your tub, bucket, and go on his, and, you know, something, take it out.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't seen a big mess in that time we got our lines crossed with the wind.
I damn, I think that real heck.
Huh.
Was that a mess?
God, I pulled off. I don't want to fish to pull off. Them old Hyson backed up on me over on the Tuscarora. Anyway, we went in that morning to pick up the line. It was raining like cat and dog. We were in that canoe, and I was afraid we were going to get too much water to start with, you know. I go in there, let's leave this thing. I come back and get it. Now we wind whipped north. Them old Hyson just come right back in on that line, and me and my boy went back down to get it. And we were that line an hour and a half trying to get it up.
Well, let me tell you, Zach, I've had some experience with Hysons, and You can get tangled up in them, and you can't get very far.
Yeah, you can. But I can feel that old catfish on the line, you know, just doing like that. I just, he ain't that line as hard as could.
Yeah.
In time I get that, I done had his crypt off.
Yeah.
We didn't catch for two or three days.
Yeah. He just gets tangled up around them hyacinths and then pull them off.
Yeah, when you pull that hook, you know, so hard up through his lip, well, you just drag bust the hole right out of his mouth.
Yeah. Well, now that's, can you do that 12 months a year?
Yeah. You know, you do it 12 months a year.
How big are your catfish?
Well, they're almost, some of them.
No.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Like that. Now, we caught three last night about like that.
Weighs
yeah.
4 pounds?
Yeah, they weigh four. I don't know if they weren't, but I'd say four. Then we caught a bunch of them like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, is there any particular way you cook them?
You know, you put them on fry them. All right, old boy. What
yeah.
do you want?
Yeah.
Now, make catfish chowder.
Yeah.
Do that?
Yeah.
I just really have mine fried.
Yeah.
Potatoes? Catfish chowder?
And
chowder.
You can make chowder out of
them. And you season them?
Oh,
or
yeah.
you fry them?
But you make most of the chowder out of the heads.
Yeah.
yeah. Just skin that head, take that eyeball, flip it out, wash it out, put him in the pot and boil it to all the meat.
Well, let me tell you, old J.R. Mountain, you know, he's a pretty ignorant fella. He ain't been around much. He telling me that there was a whole lot of meat on the head, fish head.
Well, it is a catfish, pretty good size.
And he said his daddy's one of his favorite parts of the fish was the fish head, not to throw them away.
Yeah. We used to dent back years ago, didn't throw nothing's head away, did it?
Chickens and all?
Yeah, sir, that's about chicken. Well, they'd eat the top of his head, cut his head right across. Mm-hmm. But you take a fish, you know, and like a brim, and spit him right on down through the gills, pull the gill out.
Yeah.
Spit him right open.
Yeah.
And fry. And a lot of people like the fin on a fish, you know, they eat because it's crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And them gills are that, you know, where it's just crisp like a fin.
Oh, I
bet. And on top of his head, a good little piece of meat.
What about fish throats? Have you ever heard of
what?
Fish throats? Somebody's telling me about that once.
Oh, what's that?
I think it was on big fish.
Well, it might have been on it. I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of strange.
Well, I didn't even know about the heads. I never would have.
Yeah, you just cut the heads off catfish and put them in a pot and boil them and all the meat come off.
Yeah.
You just shake the meat off, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing meat and make you challenge. Whatever you want to season it with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where I come from, they use the fish heads in their gardens, you know. Just throw it in the garden there. Fish heads.
Well, I'd rather bury mine.
You think you'd notice it if you just sewed them out?
Yeah, you just did.
Didn't take long,
did it? I thought it was going to rain the other day, and I threw a big bucket of heads out there in that ditch right in front of my house, you know. When it comes to good rain, a lot of water goes down through that ditch, and I thought to watch them old heads wait. Shoot, then ain't rain left to wet. I had odor there for a couple of days.
Jack, you see, now that's all different from what I'd understood about them rabbits. And them dogs over at your house now still run rabbits.
That's right.
They ain't your dogs.
No. I don't know who them people is. You don't know who.
Oh, I met them once. I don't really know.
one of them boys and a girl come down there, let's see what they say her, what he say her name was. Come down wanting to rent a place. I told them I didn't know no place. They said they stay at a bar with them sometime. But they run rabbits around the house.
And then they light out up the road.
Yeah. They get tired of running. They're going back home.
Yeah.
Is that old red bone hound there? Is that
Mikey
red one?
That old black one with a white ring around that. Kind of shaggy looking.
And he's a pretty good rabbit, don't
he? Well, both of them good rabbits, though.
Yeah. Well, now, if you're going to hunt rabbits, would you want some dogs?
Yeah.
To jump them for you?
Yeah. And if he come out by, I'd get him too.
You can hit him?
That's just fine. I can hit him. Take my old seed store and knock him down every time.
Take your old what?
Seed store.
How many licks would it take?
One. I wouldn't have to stand there, pow, 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 pow.
Yeah.
Just say, pow.
Are you shooting in front of him?
And I'll shoot at him. Depending on how fast he's running, how much you lead him, you know.
Yeah.
He's running fast, lead him. He ain't running fast, don't lead him.
Well, you don't want to hit his back end.
No, I want to hit him right anywhere I can to stop him. When he's running, you ain't got much chance. You ain't got time to pick your shot when he's running.
He's bouncing too, isn't he?
Yeah. You can hit him better if he's level down. It's yow. But if he's coming along like that, that's kind of bad. You got to get him easy. Thumbed up down.
Yeah. Well.
I've hunted and fished all my life. And I'm still going to do it as long as I live, labor.
Well, now, let me tell you, I don't want to take over. You know, I don't want to steal any of your ammunition or anything, your
You
secrets.
Can't do it like I do it no how, so you ain't gonna steal it.
But what I was thinking, you can get out in your truck on these grade roads.
Well, you can go in your car.
Yeah.
You got a car with a motor big enough to pull it.
Yeah.
You don't.
But I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
And you just, all you have to do is just go along the road there and you get all the squirrels you want.
Yep. Well, you can do the same thing in your car.
Well, I just, what do? Just wait for them to come out?
No, just look, ease along. Don't be in no hurry. Just ease along. See them sitting on a limb. Just smash your brake. Ding. Down it goes. He's sitting right there side of the road on a limb.
And he don't pay no attention to you?
No. If you don't get out and go to slamming and banging the door, you just sit right there and just smash your brake. Ding.
And sit right in the car?
Yeah. Shoot him right from your seat.
Yeah.
See, I go down these grades making about 8 and 10 miles an hour.
Yes.
And I see that squirrel sitting there, it's making brakes. I get it.
Oh, you don't just sit there?
No, I just keep riding. When I get that and I go on.
I don't think I'd see him going 8 or 10 miles an hour. I'd have to sit there and listen.
Yeah, if you get the idea of what you're looking for, he'd be sitting there like a black knot or not a little log.
And he don't move, you just see him.
Yeah, he's sitting there eating or sitting there. Well, sometimes you see him run up a tree, you know, you're going by, you see him die up a tree and he hits on that limb. First limb he comes to and then shoot him off.
Yeah. But you don't have to lead him because he'll stop.
That's right. Just pick his head right off. Shoot him right in the head.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah, and then you don't have to worry about him. If you hit him in the belly, you see, he's going to hit the ground, go to running or dragging, and you have to chase him.
Yeah.
If you hit him in the head, he ain't gonna run and drag nothing. He gonna lay there.
You shoot him with a 22?
That's it. I hardly ever use a shotgun on a squirrel.
Well, a lot of times you can't hardly see. He's up there with the lights bad, wrong.
Well, go around on the other side of the tree if you stop, where the lights shine on you. I've been in the woods a lot of mornings now, don't misunderstand me. That you couldn't see nothing to the west. But you look back to the east when the sun is coming up, it'd be a light. You can see.
Yeah.
It'd be so dark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you have to go with which way the light is. If it's dark, you know.
Well, you get little fish along and some rabbits and squirrels. But you still can't live off what game you kill.
That's about all I need is a little bread and coffee.
You've got your vegetables.
No, I ain't gonna plant nothing this year. I've got me a few little okra, and a few eye potatoes, tomatoes, and that's all. I ain't gonna plant that garden.
No corn?
Mm-hmm. No corn.
I heard you buy eye potatoes.
Well, I raise them too.
Well, I was thinking corn's a little harder to get, especially.
Well, I don't eat that much corn.
How come you give up on the garden this year?
Well, it didn't make nothing last year. You know, that's where I got my garden. It's kind of a wet spot, and then when it turn off dry, too dry, and it goes to rain, like it done last year, it scalds it out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make nothing. So I just give up on it. Then the old nut grass so bad in there, I decided I'd just let it go for a year or two.
The nut grass out there?
Yeah, kind of.
How long you been gardening out in that spot?
Well, let's see, about 3 years.
Let's see where. That's nothing.
Well, I ain't been there, you see, for 5, though. Yeah. Well, we just been there 5 now.
Hell, I thought you'd been there for a long time.
No, I've been right across the road now. For a long time.
Well, how come you to move?
Because I bought this place and I was renting where I live.
Oh, was you?
Yeah.
Where across the road?
Across the road there from me.
The White House?
That oak tree, the house tore down now. We tore the house down, you see. They was two of you. Well, you know where you turn and go to the mill right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you notice that pile of tin when you left. That was a car shift. Whenever they get all hit down, I thought it was falling down.
Well, what all did you get over there where you bought?
I've got almost from one row to the other.
How much land?
About 3.5 acres.
That much?
Yeah. It's a pretty good size script in there.
Yeah. And you got your house?
Yeah, that old house. Yeah, it was old house, and I moved it.
What?
Then I tore the porch off, had a back porch, didn't have no inside bath or nothing. I tore the porch off, see, and extended the kitchen out, made me a bathroom, and all in here, see.
Yeah. Well, what was wrong with the house?
Nothing on that old house that needs fixing up.
Yeah. I was over there in that house. Is that the house I was in?
Yeah. You've been over 2 or 3
times. Well, now that's one of them good old houses.
It looks pretty bad on the outside. How about that looking pretty good on the inside?
Well, I'm not talking about the looks. I'm talking about how sturdy it is.
Well, it's warped a little bit, but it's still standing.
You mean the doors don't...
Well, it didn't, but I've got them straightened out pretty good.
You kind of?
In the side, it's got a little belly in it, but you can't tell it from the inside.
Well?
I figured the wall out the inside, straighten it up.
What'd you do to it?
I just furred it out.
Let me see now. I can't quite get that. I've used that word myself, and I can't quite make it that way.
Tell him what furring out.
Look here now. If you got a 2x4 standing like that,
yeah.
I'll drop back up on the ceiling, get you a plumb. Plumb it up. Drop
yeah.
back the ceiling, nail your head, and re-stud. Straighten your wall. Go ahead. We call that furring out. Get out there with a skill saw and rip you some pieces. Put on the stud. Drop them 2 inches to nothing down in like a wedge. Nail on that stud.
Well, you didn't have any studs in that house.
Yeah, I did. I had one every now and then. I put some more though.
I know, but it was that other sort of house. You didn't need studs on it.
I did. I put some more studs in that house.
Well, I mean the way it come.
No way it come. There weren't no studs.
Well, now what sort of house is that don't have studs?
Well, I don't know what they call it, but that's the way they used to build them years ago, because I hope built some of them.
You did? Can one man put them up?
Yep, but it's a bad job out of old Whit. Rough lumber. He earned it.
Well, I was thinking about that board. You got to hold that board up.
Well, you can do it, but you need 3. You need 3.
How would you go about it? It was 3.
Put one on the top. Fetching the gable in, put one on top, one in the middle, one on the ground.
Yeah.
And he stood it up, let them all 3 pull. Well, them boys, some of them were wet and green like that, weigh 100 pounds apiece, that's about.
Wet and green?
Yeah.
And they're heavy, they're thick.
Yeah, they pull an inch. See, most of them is 5/4.
Yes.
And
unfinished?
Yeah, unfinished.
That's what, well, of course, I'm going to say that's what you call an old turbine house. But it was also the old house the people lived in. It didn't have to be
a
turbine.
Well, we built a lot of it weren't turbine houses because people didn't know what turbine steel was.
Yes.
But we built a whole house project like that one time in Cowers, Alabama. And the people rented them out. Just built a whole little house project.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think we used 2 or 3 studs. That's enough to go around the door.
Yeah.
They didn't even seal the inside.
Yeah.
Put the boards up and then batter it, put the roof on it.
Well, you got that big heavy board.
Yeah.
And then you put the boards together and then you got that crack in there.
You got a batter go on top of that crack.
Where do you get the batter?
Well, you got coat or something, you call it batter.
Well, I know, but how do you get it? Just
I don't know.
By the sawmill?
Huh?
It's just something the sawmill has?
Yeah, well, you get like a 1x10 or. One by 12, or 1x4, or 1x3. They ripped the lumber like you wanted.
Well, I had some here. You remember Oscar Green?
No.
Well, he owned some of them houses over there and tore them down. The city made him tear them down.
Oh, Oscar Green, that old Green's old man wanted to die.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he was my buddy.
Well, you got as much money as he got? How I come over and live with you.
Well, God,
well, let me tell you, you know all them tools that fella had?
Yeah.
God almighty, he had a dozen hammers. He had a dozen of everything.
Yeah, but he got them a weight.
He what?
He got them to wait.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had all them, that storage space back there, and them bins, and it's all overflowing.
Yeah.
And what she done with them all, I don't know.
I imagine she gave most of them to Charles.
Who was Charles?
Charles Gale.
Oh. Well, there's a whole lot of nice tools in there.
She might have sold them, I don't know.
Well, anyhow, he tore them down, and I didn't get in the boards, but I got a whole lot of that batten stuff. And I've been using that ever since. I just now used the last strip or two of it. And them little strips was handy to have around. I'm sorry they're gone.
Yeah, they good.
And they weren't just sapwood either. They were.
No, most of them old things are pure light. You drive a nail in a split like Aiken.
Is that right?
Yeah. You have pretty cracks all over the place.
Yeah.
I hate food old. Not a number myself.
Yeah. Well, now the batten wasn't lighter so bad, was it?
Some of them were.
Was it? Well, now when you put up the boards, they wasn't lighter. They wasn't dry. They wasn't.
They were more or less what you call hard, and they would make lighter.
Yes.
And if you didn't dry them up when it's green, you couldn't dry them up. It's fit like an acre.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you did that white green and seed and crack like, you know.
Yeah.
Have a little crack on it.
Yeah.
Well, ain't you about ready? Let's go.
Well, any time.
Well, let me tell you, Jack, while you're sitting here, I won't get to see these kids here picking up a little bit. I don't know these things that you was talking about. Let me see. Tell me a little bit more. Is it just the drought that gets your garden?
Oh, yonder, sometimes it is. Sometimes the rain gets it.
What do you put in? Okra?
I just put everything. Peas, corn, okra, beans. Tomatoes in it.
Yeah, and if it's dry, your city water won't.
No, I don't fool with no city water. That stuff will kill it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got city water.
You ain't hooked up?
Oh, you haven't?
Can't drink it, so why hook up to it?
You pay for it, though.
No.
You don't pay for it?
Mm-hmm. Now we was hooked up to it, but I unnecked it. I went back to my old pump.
Did you have a meter out there?
No. All coming through 1 meter. 1 meter ready.
You mean for all of you?
Yeah.
Oh, you got some of the kids are on it, but you're not.
Not now, I ain't. I went back to my pump.
Yeah.
That old darn floor, ain't they put in that stuff? Man, some morning you get up there, it'd be so thick, it stinks so bad you couldn't drink.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I'd as soon have my well watered, Hallie.
You'd rather have it, yeah.
So I'd go back to my well.
Well, now, are your children on it?
Yes. Kids don't see the water.
They don't know it better?
Yeah, they know better, but they ain't got no well, it seems like that.
Oh.
No, these damn people think they're so high and mighty and know so much, you know, they know less and less. Like these guys go up yonder and spend 100 years going to college and things, still don't know nothing in that.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing they do is say, put chlorine in that water, and that ain't worth a fit. That's what gave everybody so many cancers. Chlorine and mess like that.
You can't find any water without that in it.
What, chlorine?
Yeah.
You can do.
You can't lease in the city water.
What I mean, don't put it in there. Why you got to put it in to start with?
Well, they all do it.
I know it. But why you do it to start with?
And sometimes it gets so much in it, you can't taste the water.
That's right. Why you taste chlorine? But why you do it to start with?
Well, they do it to purify it.
Do it to ruin it. Ain't no water no pure and going down that off the Warhol River and get you a drink of water.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Look at all these young people dying every day. And look at all these old people used to live 100, 200, 120.
Yeah.
They didn't have no Sure didn't work.
No, I don't guess they ever had any.
No. All they had was river water or something like that.
Yeah. Well, now, you see, over here, at least I've got good swamp water. It don't taste just like drinking water, but it ain't any chlordane in it.
I don't want it. Might taste a little catfish here and animal.
It tastes like frogs, I think. Catfish. Jack, how is your grapevine getting along?
That's still a grow.
You got a big one there.
Yeah. Ain't very big.
Well, it's going to get big.
I hope so.
You fertilize it?
Yep.
Just keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder these days, that'll really produce for you.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Are you all going to the town council now?
Yep.
You going to take him with you?
No, I ain't going down.
He doesn't want to raise any trouble.
Yeah.
Them guys down there like Watergate anyhow, so I've got to listen to that on TV enough. I'm talking to that.
just turn it over to him.
Yeah. Just turn it over to him.
You think there is a little politics in it?
Not much. Most of it is to argue. Don't know what to argue about. Stop.
Yeah.
Troy does.
No, I gave up on that town council years ago. I went to two or three of them and sitting there arguing. I said, shoot, I got some cold beer to drink with. I'm going back to the house.
I was there a couple times when you were there, and I remember I'd see you getting out in the hall out there in the dark and getting the air and.
I had some beer in the truck out there one night to go back and get me another bottle of beer. I had only way up to stand that racket.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Well, now they was really cutting the didos at that particular time.
Yeah, I know it.
Whatever happened to old man, the man that had the store there?
Thrasher?
No.
That Wheeler?
No. Man, you know, lived over there in front of Ms. Green. Had the store there where the laundromat is and the bar.
Well, him and the old lady separated. He went back to camp. Liz is still out there.
No, I'm talking about
Morgeson.
Morgeson.
I don't know what happened. I've seen him out there with Ms. Green.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I don't know where he's at.
Well, I haven't seen him since he's on that town council. Since
he wasn't no good either.
Well, what happened to him? He could run his business.
Not too good.
Well, he made money at it, I've seen.
Yes, sir, he made money, ain't no joke. And they was about to get all of them when they got out of there. He just quit, didn't he?
Yeah.
He just quit.
Found a good reason to retire.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him since. And
but
I don't
you ain't never seen a man get in office or nothing. What ain't a thief? If he ain't a thief, he soon will be one.
If he ain't, when he goes in,
he'll turn out a thoroughbred thief.
Well, you see, Mr. Morgan didn't need anything. He had everything he needed.
And he'd a little bit more. You ain't never seen a American in your life what wasn't greedy. He needs a little bit more.
Yeah.
That was American I ever laid my eyes on. Greedy as he can be.
Yeah. Jack, what do your children do?
Plumbing.
Well, hell, that's it. They pay plumbers more than everybody else.
Well, one of them makes good money, the other ain't making too good.
Where are they working?
One of them in Tampa, the other in Plant City.
Oh, you mean they got to go way off?
Yeah.
They stay there a whole week or commute?
Frank goes downstairs, Plant City, over the weekend. Well, they may come back late, like Wednesday night. And go back, you know. Wayne Mary, they just put a camp down and stay over the week till the weekend and come back home.
But at least they're there on the weekend.
Most of the time.
Well, they live better at home there than they can down there, can they?
Yeah.
Do they garden and things like
that? No, they too late.
They don't do no gardening.
No, they too late.
Come over and get your eggs.
Yeah, Peggy's up. Peggy, she garden a little bit, but them boys.
Well, Jack, let me tell you, I hate for you to have to rush off like this, but...
I'll come back over here and talk with y'all.
I'd like to go out and put some lines out sometime.
I'll rig up 2 or 3 more and we'll go put them out.
Hey, we've come to see if we can get into that pond down there. We can get some wet water enough to hold up a
few. Up there's a big enough hole where we can wrap 2 or 3 lines in there.
Yeah.
Hey, plenty of fish in that old front down.
It's mean getting out there.
But out on Thrasher's side over there, of course, I don't know where I can get back in there or not. But on Thrasher's side, he used to tell the sheriff feeling. Willie Gibby went there and problem.
I never have been over there on Thrasher's place.
Well, they backbone, the old backbone over there. They used to tend a pretty good sized field over there and back.
Yeah.
No backbone over there.
Is that where the boy got drowned?
I don't remember.
George Mitchell's boy.
Might have been.
Out there by itself.
It's not too far from here.
Yeah.
No, to go back to one, I thought so.
Yeah.
I almost did it myself in the same spot.
Yeah. You don't go out by yourself, do you?
Yes. If you got a time, you can't get easy lazy people go with you. Just take off.
Yeah.
If you waited to go with anybody, you'd be sitting in the house half the time.
Yeah. Well, I know you can go fishing, just hunting and things like that, but getting out there on that water is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'll go by myself. I go by myself more than I go with anybody else.
Yeah.
When I get ready to go, I just back up, hook to my boat, take off.
Jack, how long you had that truck?
Ever since 1969.
Is it holding up?
Yeah, it's holding up. And I done give it away.
Do you, do you tune it?
Huh?
Do you put this, keep the spark plugged in?
No. I'll get my boy to mess with it every now and then. There ain't been no spark plug before I put in. I don't know when.
Oh, really?
It skipped when I got it. Still skipped it, so there's no use changing, did it?
That's right.
Ain't no use changing.
Just let it go, though.
Then I'm just skipping on up the road. When it quit skipping, that's what worried me. So I'm afraid it's going to stop. Y'all come over, see
us. Bye-bye. Yeah.
When you get them line rigged up, let us know.
All right.
I'll tell you all down the river to make.
Never settle down. You have to know them pretty well before you know whether we've got enough to go on now.
Yeah. I started not to come in. It seemed to me like an awful lot of people.
Wade? Oh, Wade.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Tell Jack I want to ask him one question before he goes. Stick his head back in here.
Okay. You ought to line him up a job.
Well, you see, you haven't cued me in on that, and I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Stick his head in.
Okay.
Come and stick his head in here just a minute.
Jack, Jack, let me tell you, I missed out on that. You all was arguing over there one day about rednecks.
I don't know what a redneck is. Now, don't ask me that question, but I don't know. See, these young long-haired guys, I call them hippies, and they call them, like me and you, rednecks, who keep our hair cut.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
And Wade twixt in between. He's redneck and hippie both, see?
Yes. He got a little both.
Yeah. So I don't know. I can't answer that question now.
Well, now, they said you all knocked that thing around for a long time.
Oh, they did. They talked about it. I don't pay that no attention.
Well, what do you think? What do they talk about? What do you think they mean?
None of them ever come up with no answer.
Redneck.
None of them ever come up with no answer.
Yeah.
All answer I ever heard about that thing that really anybody made any sense about it, though. Like you see, all the hippies, long-haired guys get together and they got their own party, their own thing going, see?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you got your own thing going. But a lot of this stuff that you don't approve of, or I don't approve of, and they do, you know, and they... Like some of these guys don't prove up, they do a lot of tattling, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the only question that I ever hear about a redneck. But to me, I don't care what nobody do, just as long as they don't try to bother me and hurt me or something. I don't care if you're smoking or drinking or whatever you do.
Well, the hippies figure, they figure if you don't go along with them, then you against them or something like that.
That's a tattletale and they call you rednecks. Well, that's the only question they come up with me about.
Yeah.
That's the only question.
Well,
yeah.